flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BBJ Philly, 106.7 The Fan, coming to you live from Media Row, or Radio Row, as they call it. We call it Media Row, live from the Convention Center here in New Orleans as we get ready for Super Bowl 59. I put the Commanders in the Super Bowl.
That'd be cool.
Chiefs taking on.
That'd be a lot cooler.
The Philadelphia Eagles. So interesting things going on around here, but it's getting packed.
Yeah, man, it's definitely filling in here. We had Roger Goodell speaking yesterday at length, right?
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I don't even know that I really feel like exploring this, but. Cody Betts just had a hell of a – I think Cody Betts really enjoyed our interview there. Cody Betts just sent a picture of Nancy Reagan saying, just say no, which is correct, man. That stuff's no joke. I'm not gonna make it.
Hey, but the stuff about that, that's some serious crap. I've done a few PSAs about it, and you'd be amazed where people get it at. So.
I think yesterday – with Goodell was pretty fascinating, Brian, and a lot of what he said that stood out to me, he said there's still, he basically was like, we are a long way away from 18-game season. How far away do you actually think they are?
A year or two. I think they're trying to push it as much as they can, but I really believe that the NFLPA and their people better realize you don't just flow into this thing. You make sure that the players are highly compensated for the extra games. If you have sat here and you have all this stuff about people getting beat up and hurt in 16 games, you added the 17th one now just to throw another one in, you know, you better make sure they're going to be taken care of.
I think – whenever the NFLPA has a press conference, I think Friday. What's your guy's name? I know that's your boy, the new head of the PA, the new executive director,
Lloyd
Howell, maybe.
Yeah.
I am very curious to see how he handles this, because if it's growth at all costs, then you take the extra game and you get more money out of it. But at what point? I mean, you were a union rep. Like, at what point does that balancing act get difficult?
About the money?
Adding an extra game versus getting more money.
Well, I don't think it's not a balancing act. If you add an extra game, I need to get more money. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't come like, because they're going to get more money if they add another game. Why shouldn't the players get the same thing? And then on top of it, you're going to also have to add another damn bye week. You got to figure this thing out. But the league normally promotes it as, oh, the fans want it, and the fans always want it. But if you were complaining when it was 16 games and players getting hurt and you add two more, you have to believe that that's going to put more wear and tear on them. So how do you normally make most people happy no matter what the situation is? You line their damn pockets. And the league can easily give these players the ton of money. Like, my thing is, if we're making 1-7 in a 17-game season and then I come in an 18-game season, you can't tell me I have a contract for 1.7. That right. Contract needs to be 1.8 to 9 or 1.9, because you add in the game, you need to add that prorated amount to my contract as well. That's where I think it goes, and the minimums need to go up if we add an extra game to it.
Well, especially the minimums need to go up because you're probably going to churn through more players. Like, by the end of a 17-game regular season at this point, you have – a bunch of different players kind of on your roster. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the bottom 10 roster spots are kind of churning through. Now, they've done a good job of expanding
the
the roster size, like the practice squad rules, all that stuff. And I just think it's going to be fascinating to see. It certainly seems like it's coming. Do you think that?
The 18 game? Yeah, I believe it's coming. But one thing I also know, Lloyd is a money guy. And he believes in people getting their fair share. I don't think this is going to be like it used to be where we're going to just go and litigate everything. No, no, no. If we're going to be partners and move forward, the players are going to be taken care of properly.
Let's hope they get it.
I don't think they can. There's no. Like, this league is not being hurt by anything when it comes down to finances. You know, we just heard how much Jerry Jones' team is worth. We saw what the Commanders sold for. We got teams that were normally – teams that don't even work to sell their stuff, their values are going way up. The league is winning.
Sure.
And nobody is watching Goodell. Nobody is watching these owners. They're watching the players. So the players should be giving their fair share. Every time something goes up, get your share. And I think you can make people cool with that. But if you just try to throw something at me and you don't bring my fair share, then I'm going to have a problem with everybody.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to watch how that shakes out. And the other part of this is, how far out do they have Super Bowls booked? Do we know that? Like,
normally they have it like 2 years or so, 3 years ahead. But they already got a line of people waiting to where they now.
Next year is Santa Clara, and then I think the year beyond that is back to L.A., is back to SoFi. I'm curious. So I think they have it. This is Super Bowl 25, Louisiana. Okay.
59.
Next year is 60, Santa Clara. 61, looks like L.A. And then 28, January of 28 is Atlanta.
Okay.
Now, these venues, so that is the next three beyond this Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
These venues book up and out years in advance.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, only the next two have dates. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, because they have to figure out that date for the next one because they don't know.
Right. But that, to me, tells you. So, if February 8th is booked in California next year, there's clearly not going to 18 next year.
Uh-huh.
And Valentine's Day is the Super Bowl in L.A. 2 years from now.
And that's the 14th.
That's the 14th.
That's basically like a week later.
It
they
starts
possibly
to
move
look
into
like
there, you
right.
know what I mean?
So some of that could be Labor Day or whatever, you know what I mean? Like how it all kind of intermingles. But that starts to get quite interesting. So that is what, February 14th of 27. And if you just back out the date, that is a full week later.
Yeah.
So that would mean.
But my question is, you add the 18th. I would hope if you add an 18th game, everybody has a bye by week 10. You know what I mean? No one should have to go like Washington did this. What did it went all the way to week, what, 12?
Dude, I think it was closer to 13.
13, 14, whatever it is. Everyone should be having a bye. This is what I'm talking about. We watch this team make money, and I'm going to be honest with you. You can be a damn idiot and make money in the NFL. Because people are spending
it. We've seen it.
Yeah, we see it over and over again.
Sell a team for $6 billion.
But you can't damn tell me you don't think about how to make it for people.
Their bye was week 14.
So you should never – if you're going to try to add another game, you need to make sure the buys are by the latest, week 9 or 10. And if you are going to have a team play until week 15 before they get a bye, then you're lying about everything that you say. And I think the PA – just like the league think they're strong on. The PA got to be able to come back at them with some stuff, too. We're not going to allow guys to play for straight 15 weeks. If you're doing this stuff because you claim that it's about safety, then you can't make one team play till week 15. And the other team, one team take a bye week 2 or 3, and then they got to play the rest of the damn year. No, that doesn't bode well with me.
I hear you. Do you think the league, the PA will be strong enough to stand up to that?
I think the last deal was done, like, in a sense to make certain people feel good about themselves, not necessarily to take care of the players. I think moving forward, it's going to always be money that's going to be taking care of the players. I believe that. From the one small conversation I had with Lloyd, I believe that His mindset is don't run around talking about we're partners and then we're only partners when you're trying to benefit. We're partners all the way through this thing.
All right, so this is interesting. So President's Day weekend is the third Monday of February.
Okay.
That third Monday
of February. That's about the one we're trying to push to President's Day weekend?
Well, then the Monday after the Super Bowl is a holiday.
Yeah. They should have been trying that one. You know, get it where people can have a time to recuperate. Because Super Bowl Sunday is a rough day for a lot of folks.
For sure. For sure. I think it, I don't know, kind of interesting to watch all this unfold, man. And it gets harder and harder to think it's not coming. As much as Goodell's going to play cool, you know what I mean? Like, I think I think everybody kind of recognizes once the wheels of this league. Dude, did I tell you where I had dinner last night?
Right.
So before media night, they had a media workroom set up at the Superdome.
Mm-hmm.
And they provided a meal. And it was fine. It was like chicken breasts and salad, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing awesome, but it was fine. Yeah. I got some more food later, but do you know where the NFL created the media workroom?
Where?
It was a parking lot outside of the Superdome.
Garage.
A garage.
Okay.
And they turned it into
a eating area?
They put up walls. They had tables and desks. Like, I thought.
Put up walls and stuff. That's cool. I mean, I went out to Gallo and they had all of the.
There's nothing these people can't do is what I'm saying.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, when I went there, instead of going find a restaurant, they say, we're going to move some barrels out, put some stuff up, boom, boom, boom. This is the restaurant inside the cellars.
Yeah, man. They know what they're doing. And that's why I just think, like, all right, if they're saying they're going to get to 18, they're going to get to 18. And if the fact that the Super Bowl 2 years from now, it's not that far away, is scheduled for President's Day weekend, I doubt it's an accident.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
Right. Listen, man, one thing about them, we say it all the time. You and I agree on this. You know, we may disagree on some stuff, but we end up at this. If the NFL wants it, they normally get it.
Yeah.
And I think that the PA has to understand the NFL can't get anything without your players. So if they want to get it, and you know they're going to get it, you need to make sure your guys are taken care of along the way.
I agree with that. All right, Ahmed's texting us this, and I think you're going to care about this.
Well, I just hit him.
Well, forget him. Tell the audience that's listening. So there's a lot. I've heard this conversation because there has never been a three-peat in the NFL. No team has ever won three in a row. And I get Pat Riley may have trademarked it, but it doesn't mean we can't say the word. Kansas City's going for their third Super Bowl in a row. This was kind of interesting. I think Nick Wright actually said this on a podcast I was listening to, that the Eagles have actually already broken up another three-peat attempt because it went Pats in, if I have my dates right, I think, the Pats won in 16, then they lost to the Eagles in 17, and then they won in 18.
Yeah.
So if they'd beaten the Eagles, they might have already had a three-peat.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever done that. Mahomes right now has three Super Bowl wins in 7 years.
Yeah.
He's going for four in eight,
and we're participating
including
in five.
The first ever three-peat.
Yeah.
As a country, recency bias is a real, very real thing.
It is.
What do you think the conversation starts to turn to when you compare Mahomes and Brady?
I think Stephen A. may say some outlandish stuff. I believe that people will start saying exactly what Stephen A. said. And the reason I'll say it is this, Ahmed. If you really look at the run that he had in New England, there are like two of those wins, Super Bowl, where the offense stunk. And Vinatieri came in and bailed him out. The defense, you know, some other games bailed him out.
Early on in the Patriots' run, it was definitely defensive driven.
Yeah, I'm saying, but like the thing of it would be this: Tom played 21 years, right? And he won 7 Super Bowls.
Yeah,
he participated in 10.
Yeah.
If Pat wins this one, that would be 4 in 8 years. He would have participated in 5. And people don't ever say, well, he probably won't participate in more. They're going to automatically assume he's going to participate in some more of them, right? And you will definitely see a contingent start to say he's a guy. Because we would have won 50% of them 50% of the games that he was in the Super Bowl, that he was in the league, not the ones that he had participated in. He'll be at 80% if he goes with that in the first eight years of his career. And I think people will automatically, because this is not the first. This is the thing you got to realize. Stephen A. don't normally just talk about stuff just sometimes talk about it. I've been hearing people talk about this all year. You know, people been mentioning this stuff all year, so he's not the first guy to have said that.
I agree with that. I don't know that I can go there yet, but the path Mahomes is on, I said it, I think, after he won his first, that he was on a path to maybe be the GOAT. I think the one dude in our recency bias world that we – I don't know, disrespect might be too strong of a word, but it is not considered enough is Joe Montana.
Mm-hmm. But see, yeah, Joe was great. But you got to realize, when Joe rolled out, Steve rolled in and won another Super Bowl. So that's those you always have those people like, okay, when Washington, 91 team, what people say? Oh, that wasn't a great – they didn't have no great individual. They had a great team. Well, what is this? Football team, right? And Joe was exceptional. Didn't have the strongest arm. He just threw that – just threw the SOB right on point all the time, okay? He won. I think a total of three of them.
Four. Montana.
Yeah.
Four.
Four. So in the four, and then I thought Steve was on one of those things, but
that they have five. I think, you know, Montana has
five,
four.
Okay, so he wins four.
Undefeated in all Super Bowls, never lost.
But when you that team also
loaded.
Was loaded on both sides of the ball.
Sure.
You know, but still, Joe, whenever people start asking me the best, Joe's still involved.
Well,
but, like, recency, younger folks, they don't want to talk about Joe. Joe, listen, I sat on the sideline.
I imagine Jeff wants nothing to do with the Joe.
I sat on the sideline, dog, and I watched Joe Montana throw pass after pass where the receiver we were playing against in the old field they had. What was the old field they had out there in
Candlestick
Park?
Yeah.
Every pass land right past the finger of Alvin Walton and other DBs and land right in the hands of their players. I was on the sideline because I used to say he's not that good. His arm's not that strong. You look for the strong arm.
Right.
That dude put on a damn clinic that day. And I left that game saying, you know what, this dude is as good as anything I've ever seen.
Just an absolute monster, man.
Yes.
Montana was a monster. I don't know that I'm ready to say Mahomes is the dude, but damn, he's getting close.
He's getting close.
And you win this one.
And I think that, like the thing of it, he may not be, but you start to guess that he could be, because look what he's done so quickly.
Totally. It's what he's been able to do that fast is just – To get the 3-7. Let's ignore this weekend's events.
Mm-hmm.
Is outrageous. I mean, think about what he's got more Super Bowl wins than John Elway and Dan Marino combined.
He would have, if he were to win, he'd have more Super Bowl wins. Just like Tom Brady has more, he would have had more Super Bowl wins at four than most teams also. Tom has more than anybody. But you think about if he does that in eight years, what do you start thinking about in the next 8 years?
And, like, the infrastructure, having Andy, I don't know how long you have Kelsey, but having Chris Jones, like, they're just loaded, man, and there's no reason to think it's not going to continue. We're going to take a quick break here. Going to go around the NFL, think about some moves that could happen. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The FanDuel Kick of Destiny is back, and this time it's every Manning for himself. This Super Bowl, two legends will take the field in a sudden-death field goal showdown. Peyton versus Eli, live from New Orleans. One kick to claim ultimate family bragging rights. Who will rise to the moment? Pick your winner now in the FanDuel app, and if you back the right brother, you'll earn a share of $10 million in bonus bets. It's the FanDuel Kick of Destiny 3. Make your free pick, and don't forget to tune in and watch the showdown live during the Super Bowl 59 pregame show on Fox at 3 p.m. Eastern. May the best Manning win. Download the app or head to FanDuel.com/Brian and bet with FanDuel, official partner of Super Bowl 59. FanDuel is supposed to be the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. He has to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. No purchase necessary. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.